The president has been briefed about the incident and that the school had been broken into and some students and staff. The numbers have been given by the state government as being 27 students and about 20 others. So the president condemned it and directed very senior military and security officials to immediately move to the state to go and coordinate the rescue. His directive is clear and unequivocal that all of the schoolboys must be brought home safely and without any delay.
President Buhari recently appointed new service chiefs, but your critics are saying that the federal government has consistently failed to provide security for Nigerians.
They are entitled to their opinions. However, we want President Buhari to be judged fairly. There is no country without crime anywhere in the world. We have our own share, and the president should be judged by the responses to the challenges as they arise. And I think that this that the president has set for this country, immediate responses had followed incidents such as this. This had happened under his watch. 110 girls in Yobe State, they were all recovered except one who unfortunately was denied release by a Boko Haram terrorist. It has happened more than 300 in Katsina State. All of them brought home safely to their families. So we are not a country without crime. There is criminality, but we want to be judged by how effectively and efficiently we respond to these challenges. And I think that the president is doing exceedingly well dealing with these challenges.
Shehu, it appears the federal government is being reactive instead of proactive in dealing with these kidnappings. I want you to react to what I think a Senate committee has said recently, and that is perhaps the federal government or President Buhari should declare a national state of emergency.
Well, they're entitled to their opinion, as I've always said, and I believe the president would see the statement by the Senate and will act accordingly. It's entirely for him to decide. The government is proactive because there are many incidents about to happen. They have been aborted, dealing with criminals in so many areas. Arrests have been made, prosecutions are being made, and plots are being aborted. So I think that people, when they comment on these things, they should look at the totality of what is going on all across the country. It is not wrong to be reactive because when it happens, you have to react. But it is also happening that we are aborting a lot of plots that would have turned deadly if they were allowed to happen.
Shehu, thank you so much for your time speaking with us. We do appreciate very much.
Thank you, James. I appreciate it.